This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Calls for a move toward greening the economy are frequently met with objections that it means higher costs or maybe reduced profits. Much of the time, those are fears rather than genuine obstacles, suggests business consultant Gil Friend. He was one of the presenters at the 5th Annual Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Roner Park Friday, where he outlined what he sees as the three barriers to building a sustainable economy. The first, he explains, is getting over our collective addiction to stuff.
Most businesses are wired to make more money selling more stuff. We need to reinvent business models so that companies can make more money selling less stuff. They do that by delivering the service that the stuff is intended to provide. We've seen a great example of that here in California in energy policy over the past 30 years, where in the early 1970s, we decoupled electric utility company revenues and profits from the amount of energy that they sell. And now we have a highly profitable utility sector, and Californians use one half the electricity per capita as the average in the United States.
Friend's second barrier was mentioned in passing there. Businesses need to be clear about what purpose they exist to serve. And just making a profit isn't enough.
Profit isn't the goal. The profit is a way of keeping score. The purpose is what you're there to do, and I think that unlocks enormous creative potential and market potential and profit potential in businesses when people get that straight.
That may be the barrier most accessible to overcome, while the most challenging of Gil Friend's three barriers to a sustainable economy is pricing, which is complicated by the way the actual costs of most of the things we consume, from gasoline to granola, are obscured by subsidies, tax breaks, and deeply entrenched social policies.
We're still paying a third to a fifth of the true cost of gasoline at the pump, which people estimate at $10 to $20 a gallon, not $3 a gallon. And I suggest that if we were paying the true cost at the gas station, behavior would be different. And so the challenge is to build that in.
Some of that can be uncovered by detailed studies of the industry or product. Other costs are a direct result of governmental action, which can be easier to reveal, but more difficult to change.
Policy changes have to come out of government. Government in the United States is very much, let's say, involved with lobbyists. So the fact that we have massive subsidies to the fossil fuel and nuclear industry is not separate from the fact that those industries spend a lot of money in Washington. And so we have to ask people who are benefiting from a system to vote to change the system. They're not going to do that easily. And yet we have seen profound policy changes happen in this country. It happens when there is a clear enough passion, clear enough motivation, and people organized to push and demand change.
Driving those changes are typically two forces, Friend says. One is an impassioned populace that comes together to demand change at the ballot box, especially at the local level. The other lies in the way consumers vote with their dollars.
We've seen the organic food market growing at 20% per year, year on year, even in the face of the subsidies that work against it, and creating examples of economic success that become tempting to others. And other people say, hey, I might want to try that, not just eating it, but I might want to try growing that way. And farmers start to shift in that direction. As that happens, as that industry grows, it has money to play the game of politics.
Gil Friend is president and CEO of the Berkeley-based company Natural Logic. I'm Bruce Robinson, reporting for KRCB News.